I don't think the mics are picking up any of that.
Maybe not.
I need to find a cricket and just rub his face on this microphone. Oh, oh, he heard it and stopped.
He stopped. He's like, I don't appreciate that, homie. What kinds of bird noises out here, man?
We're out in nature, dog. We're out in the middle of a park.
You said you knew this park?
You brought me here, Desan. I don't know this park.
You knew this area? How did you know this area?
Okay, so you did bring it up. So as we drove up here, I was like, oh, shit, Queefy lives up here, because I got flashbacks, you know, like Nom flashbacks.
So you got dick flashbacks?
I got dick and down flashbacks. And I was like, oh, Queefy lives around here. And I think I can remember the exact street I turned into.
As I turn into her. Oh.
Leading to turning into her. So maybe I should tell the Queefy story so people understand what that's about, right?
Sure, go for it.
So I have stories about females I've had encounters with, and Queefy is definitely one of those. And all of you were, ooh, that guy hit the ball pretty good. We're watching people play baseball. So Queefy is definitely one of those stories. So back in my younger days, my strapping youth, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when I was laying down pipe to its maximum effect, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when I was cracking home runs left and right, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when I was going Super Saiyan, God Super Saiyan.
Just, you know, every weekend, right?
Every weekend.
Just draining the sack.
And then I can say the horriblest things ever. You just say draining the sack and it just wins.
And then it would just fill up right away because you're just young.
That's right. It would just refill. Like if you're drawing a pitcher onto a nice glass cup, mm-hmm. just refill just like that.
Just like that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those days where you could go and then just right away you're ready to go again. Just didn't even have to think twice. You would just... boom, good to go. Mm-hmm. Girl was like, let's go again. And you're like, psh, you're asking? I'm almost already inside of you. What are you talking about?
Nice.
Yeah, man. Back in my, you know, put me out to pasture days, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bread horse days, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Stallion.
Hashtag stallion. So back in those days, this is like freshman year of college. I remember meeting this girl. I can't even remember her name anymore. I just call her Queefy. So we're going to call her Queefy for the sake of the story.
Okay.
So I met her in computer class. What was it called back in the day?
Technology class?
No, something
typing?
Else.
What were you doing? Typing?
No, it wasn't that basic. It wasn't like, here, we just got a computer. <It's> like, hey, you're making it sound like this is third grade. And I just kind of plowed through the third
ignorant,
grade.
So,
fuck. No, you had to take some sort of computer class in college.
I did not.
Yeah, well, whatever, Mr. 99 degrees and 99 credits, and I still don't got a degree.
So whatever counts, man. Whatever works.
Look. There's people. Okay, guys, before I continue the story, there's a couple walking by this park, and I think I'm going to make it a conscious choice to say the worst shit ever as they're walking by. And I'm gonna clue it up. What's going to be like clue after I say it, after they walk by?
Well, you were in the middle of a story.
Oh, I should just tell a story while they're walking by?
Anyways, okay. there was no, I don't know what class you took. Yeah, Something with computers.
It's computer class. So it went over like teaching you about computers. So it taught you about like RAM and computers and processors.
Before you ram into her.
Before I was ramming into something else. So anyway, so we took class together. And at the time, she had a boyfriend. So, we're just good friends or whatever.
That don't mean nothing. Fucking nothing.
Instead of age not being just being a number, you're like relationships is just a word, right?
Fucking nothing. I mean nothing.
Fucking nothing. So, anyway, so what the hell is this girl doing? She's like catching buzz with her phone. Anyways, weirdos never walking by. So, anyway, she had a boyfriend. So we had class together. We were just good friends or whatnot. We talked, not like, hey, check out this meat staff. Not like that. Just, we were classmates together. So. At some point, sophomore year in college, I didn't really see her. And then somehow I ran across her again the end of sophomore year or whatnot. And we caught up and I was like, hey, how are you doing, Queefy? I didn't call her Queefy at the time.
I called her actual slave name.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, these are hipsters. And I remember that we met up at some point and she's like, oh, we should go hang out. And then at this point is when she like dropped the bomb where she's like, oh, I don't have a boyfriend anymore. I was like, what happened to that dude? So mm-hmm. long story short, that didn't work out. I don't want to get into the details. But I remember heading over and like we went to Macayo's or something. And I was like, Macayo's? Mm-hmm. Who goes to Macayo's? But you frequent the Macayo's.
I do. Them white people love the Macayo's, yo.
Yeah, man.
Dude, white girls like, love Macaos.
Okay, I was going to say some horrible shit as these hipsters walk by, but they're like two, so I don't want to traumatize them. So anyways, I'm pretty sure the guy hasn't hit puberty yet. So anyways, I'm pretty sure, dog.
No, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Look at the way those pants, look at how tight those pants are.
Yeah, I can't tell whose pants are tighter.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Balls haven't dropped.
I can't tell who has a better ass right now.
Anyways, back to my story. So, Queefy, we went to Macayo's, and afterwards she's like, "Oh, let's go watch a movie in my place," and that's universal female code for, "Yo, mm-hmm. I need to break some walls down," and by walls, I mean the sweet ooey gooey.
Yep.
And by sweet ooey gooey, I mean
the butt pussy.
You can't say that. That means anal, dog. You've been saying that. You've heard that term, and now you want to say it every time you can. Everything. You're going to go to like Culver's and be like, "Hey, can I have some butt pussy?" What?
Hey, man. Who knows? Who knows what it led to?
But anyway,
you're going to tell me what it led to. So.
Anyways, yeah. So we watched a movie. So at the time, she had a roommate.
So she was like, "Get the fuck out."
No. Her roommate wasn't there yet. So we were watching some fucking bullshit movie. And look, if you know anything about
Finding
me.
Nemo.
Probably something like that at that time. So, if you know anything about me, you know that I am insanely bad about seeing female signals.
Mm-hmm.
I am so bad at that. I got multiple stories of, like, chicks probably making moves on me, and I'm like
you
know.
What are
you
doing?
Dicks in my hand. Like, she just takes the dick out of my hand, and she's, like, stroking it, and I'm, like, watching a movie. I just don't even know. I don't even take it as a signal. I'm like, okay.
Plot twist coming.
I'm like, hold on. Check out what's gonna happen. Leonardo is gonna do something crazy right here. He's gonna let go.
Oh fuck.
But anyway, so long story short, I think she might have been coming on to me. I don't know, man. I couldn't tell. But then at some point her roommate came in, and then her roommate's boyfriend came in, and then they went to their room, and I think they started fucking. They started doing the two-way tango.
What?
They started laying some honeycombs, you know what I'm saying? They started.
What gave you that inclination that
they
were?
You can hear them fucking.
Oh, okay.
You can hear them fucking. All right. That's.
All right.
I'm pretty secure in my decision of bringing this up.
I thought maybe they were just like singing a
church
song. Yeah, a church song.
They're sitting there, praying.
Yeah.
They're sitting there and they were just trying to like. You just hear Jenga
in
the background.
Oh, yeah, it's no. Jenga, no, oh, Jenga.
No, it wasn't like that. You literally heard this chick. You know, there's some shit chicks do where, like, they fuck. And you know who you are, ladies. Ladies, if you're listening to this right now and you've had roommates or you had females that came over with boyfriends, you've done this shit probably. There's this shit that females do occasionally where they'll go and fuck in the other room.
Mm.
And then it's like almost like a fucking contest. Like, you know that scene from Friends?
Yeah.
Where, who was it? Was it Jennifer Aniston's character and Joey when they go to, like, Hawaii or some shit? Because Ross has some presentation.
Yeah.
And so they go, and then, like, apparently everybody now knows that Joey and, I don't know who was fucking, but they were fucking in the other room, and they were trying to make it a contest.
I think so.
What happened in that movie with Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Can I take your word for it?
Remember when the Sarah Marshall girl, which, by the way, I think she's totally banging, when she and that that weird artistic guy, Russell Brand, started fucking in the other room, and the guy, the main guy, and then that hot chick from that 70s show felt like they needed to also one them up?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I felt like that's the situation. But at some point, I got the definite inclination. Back to my story, by the way. At some point, as you could tell, I'm really good at tangents. At some point, back to my story. I felt like I finally got like a legit green flag where I'm like, oh no, I think she wants me to make a move, right? Because chicks totally want dudes to make a move. Dude, my biggest thing too is that I have amazing disposition and disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get into movies, I legit watch them for the movies. Like, I'm not watching this movie to be like, am I going to get some? No, I'm like, man, it's a good movie. And she's over here like, this motherfucker is not going to make a move, is he? I'm like, damn, Nemo, we're going to find him or what? What's going on in that doctor's office? Is he going to get out of that? How are they going to get him outside of that fishbowl? He's in a fishbowl. How's his dad going to find him? He's in a fishbowl in a doctor's office. How is that going to happen? Right? And she's over here like, man, I want this dude to make a move. And I'm over here like, dang, this movie's crazy.
You're retarded.
That's how I do. So eventually, I was like, oh, she's waiting for me to make a move. So then, like, you know, some awkward kissing later. Because the first kisses are always weird and they're awkward sometimes. And sometimes they're just sloppy. And you're just like, ooh. Ooh, what's all this territory? This is not right. This is something's going on here. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of that, and then at some point, I mean, within minutes, she was like, "Let's go to my room," and I was like, "Okay."
You're like, "But Nemo."
I'm like, "But does he find his kid?"
But what happens?
Will we find out why Dory's dumb as fuck? So
hashtag fuck Dory.
So. We eventually go to her room. This is for all y'all that wanted me to share some stories. We eventually go to her room, and we start doing it right. Which, by the way, okay. Let me backtrack. That jumps some shit. Let me backtrack. So we go.
I need the play by play. Yeah,
I got you, dog. I know. I'm a visual person. So I'm trying to give you a visual.
I don't need it. I do not need it.
So then I took my meth. No,
first I lubed it up.
First I spit. No, I'm just kidding.
Because it's so big, it needs lube.
First, I had to hold it with both hands. So anyways, no. So we go to her bed. I can't remember how we got to the bed. We just got to the bed. And I remember thinking, like, shit, dude, I don't have condoms on me. I was like, fuck.
And time to go roll.
No. Fuck that shit. I don't know this girl that well. So.
Oh, then that's it. Oh.
We're talking about baseball now.
Baseball. Hit that ball hard.
So anyway, so at some point I'm like, oh shit, I should get something. Like I always have some dumb shit, dumbass phrase where I'm like, I should get something. Like fucking something's code word for like fucking Rosetta Stone and shit.
What are you talking about, son? You need to be more direct.
I'm like, I'm going to go get this fucking Magnum for my big ass hog.
Like, hold up. The feed store has my supply.
I need to call them ahead of time. They have it ready. Custom order every single one.
Donkey Dick Supreme.
You know how I wear extra medium shirts? I do the opposite. Oh shit. So anyways. But at some point she's just like, oh, there's some in the nightstand, right? That face you got right now is exactly my thought was that.
Like,
you got what? She had a whole bunch of them too. She didn't have one, dog.
She had a whole bunch?
She had a...
Like
a
Costco supply?
I could go in there and find a variety I'm looking for.
Okay. Like, at this point...
It was a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a red flag. But also, as a male, just so the females don't, we're not going to stop.
Most guys would be like, I wonder if I could double bag this.
Yeah, no. So all the females know. Now we have a worry in our head. It's in the back of our head. It's not in the front of our head.
No, it's in the front of your head until you are inside, and then you're like, where'd that worry go? It fucking gone. Fell out.
So,
just like my dick John's fell in. What?
Yeah, exactly. My boy John's not going to stop.
Nah, dog, nah. Well, look, this is a good insight onto the male monkey chip mind. And what? Oh, you didn't get it. Oh, you almost got that moth. This is a good insight to the male chimp mind and how we fucking work. So... Long story short, no, I was not. So I didn't go and look for the exact glow in the dark spec I was looking for. So I just grabbed whatever's there
and like I banana popped flavor. It on. I haven't tried that.
And I popped it on, dog. So first time having sex with somebody, it's always weird, right? Not always, but if you're not like at this time too, I also wasn't like.
You're just Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan that you are now.
There's trade-offs in life, my friend. You know that thing about UFC right now where they're like, all right, you can't do TRT anymore? Because TRT essentially puts you physically to almost where you were back in your youth, right?
Yeah.
But with age comes experience. With age comes knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
With age comes wisdom.
Right.
So they don't want you to have the wisdom and knowledge and ability... And of all the years of experience of being a UFC fighter and then have the physicality of a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
At the time, I had the physicality of a 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But probably not the wisdom and my abilities of what I would have now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nature And time is a cruel, cruel bitch. Mm-hmm. So you can't have it all, dog. Mm-hmm. Can't have it all right? So while I was able to get the job done, I also didn't have the ability to lay dick to the maximum effect, is what I'm trying to say. All right.
Gotcha.
So and what I mean by that is, like, at first it was always very awkward for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this time, like, it was very clunky and very weird. Like, where are you going? Where am I going? Where's your leg? And nowadays, you just go and just drop a chick down. And you're like, let's do this shit. And then you position them how you want. You put it down how you want. And they know what's up.
Right.
Most chicks are pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Responsive, maybe mm-hmm. that's not the best word, but it's good enough, to you being able to take control and knowing what you're doing. And you know, like I said before, I think some of it comes down to dominance. Not some weird aggressive dominance where you're like weird and creepy about it, but more like you know confidence, mm-hmm. and knowing what you're doing and being able to take control, and then also being knowing what women like and whatever. So without stroking my own dick here, long story short, it was weird and clunky in the beginning. So I remember doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here switching lanes. I'm over here, you know, getting my groove, getting into my groove, you know what I'm saying? Just getting warmed up, getting nice and loose, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, like a fighter, you know, you the first round, you're kind of testing the waters. You're checking your guy's range. You're seeing how far you can go in, how far you can go out. And I'm talking about the fighter range, but that could be translated in either range.
Yeah.
And you're getting in now. You're trying to see what you can do. You're trying to see what she's responding to, what you're responding to, how things are flowing, whether things are awkward, how things mix up with how each of us are built. So, like, if she's, like, super tall and she's got, like, 90-inch legs, you got to be able to work around those, dog. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, the first round is always like a you're feeling it out. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get winded. You want to go crazy. But you're just feeling everything out. You're trying to see how everything's going. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get a feel for the situation.
Right.
Right? So we were just, you know, doing things. It's kind of clunky in the beginning, to be honest with you. And as I'm going to town, I started hearing some noises.
Okay.
And I wasn't super experienced at this time. Not like I am now, you know what I'm saying? But, but seriously, it's like, I started hearing some noises, and I was like, what's going on with these noises? So, long story short, without sugarcoating it, I already spoiled this fucking joke. She was like queefing, and it wasn't like one or two, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all good and dandy, but it was so much so that it started getting distracting. Like, I couldn't get into a rhythm. You know, okay, I'm going to get this back to MMA terms. So, you know when you're watching an MMA fight, and a guy's trying to set something up, but the guy keeps throwing a jab, and you can't set it up because that jab's, like, messing your rhythm up?
Yeah.
That's what the queefing was doing for me. I couldn't get really into it because it was, like, so much of it. Like, at some point, it was like a fucking musical instrument.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. It started distracting the fuck out of me. I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Am I hitting a frog that's down here? What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, geez.
Like, I couldn't get into it, dog. I could not get into it. And so, and it's like, look, it's happened with other women I've been with to date, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that. That was like, I'm no joke, like an instrument. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. In my youth, I was like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Is there a button I'm hitting here with my dick that wasn't there before? What the fuck? I was, seriously, this is a not safe for work podcast. I was distracted like a mofo. So that didn't go anywhere. And maybe I faked an orgasm. I can't remember.
Fucking savage.
I've done that.
You put it on your stomach and spit on her back?
Well, no. You were, dog, this isn't porno. I wasn't like, it was wearing condoms, so you could totally fake an orgasm. I've faked a couple orgasms in my life. Oh, women right now, jaws are dropping.
Like, there's what? Like a million you women. Do that?
Oh, men can fake them too. Yeah, ladies.
That's our
welcome
thing.
To fucking payback.
Oh my God. I can't believe you guys.
I faked an orgasm once or twice, especially in my youth. Like, that's too much information already.
I know what you're going to say. I don't even know that.
They will know it in one of the future podcasts. If you guys want to know, hit that like button.
200 likes. I'll give you the information.
200 likes. I drop in the next podcast. But, yeah, so it was just too much, man. So I remember, I think at some point, like, I faked an orgasm and you know, whatever. But, you know, and I'm not going to lie to any of y'all. I had to go back and make sure it wasn't just a one-time thing. Once or twice, I had to go back, because I'm like, maybe it's an off day, right? I'm trying to be a caring lover, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, let me check this shit out. Mm-hmm. That happened the same fucking way all times, every single time.
Huh?
Every single time. Like a fucking trumpet and shit. I'm like, what is going on down there? So to this day, I have not gotten a clear response as to what causes that or what's going on.
You never went on the Google and looked it up?
I didn't get any, like, definitive answers. So, ladies, if you're listening to this podcast...
You never asked her?
No, man, because you know what? She never acknowledged it either time.
You were like, oh, man, that was good. So, you're a Southmount makes noise.
Let me get rid
noise.
Of this empty gun.
your Southmount makes all kinds of noise. Like, what's that about? Like...
Trying to talk to me, let me know what's up.
Like, should I suck the extra air out? What do I need to do?
No, thank you, dog. If I wasn't anyways. So anyways, long story short, ladies that you are listening to this podcast, I need to know what causes this, what's going on.
I'm too lazy to Google.
Drop me an email, motivatedresults@yahoo.com.
I'm too lazy.
Drop me an email, and if we hit some like new record in likes, I will drop another story for you guys next time. But that's Queefy. If you want, we'll drive by there, see if she lives in like a gated community, so you won't be able to get in there.
Oh, fuck. I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's like somewhere out here.
Yeah.
It's like across the street or something from this park. Yeah, because I remember leaving her place, oddly, very late at night and being like, how the fuck do I get out of here? And then remembering this area quite vaguely.
That's funny.
Dude, Queefy took up 25 minutes or so. That's crazy.
Hey, man. Stories.
Got yeah, that's my stories, that's my son. Queefy story. So she will always be, in my mind, named Queefy. Like, if I saw her today, I would not remember her name.
Do you remember what she looks like?
No. But with that being said, I mean, I am horrible with names and great with faces. Tell him that one time we went to... Were you with me when I saw that one girl at Costco?
Oh, yeah.
Had that girl. We were in line, and she was in the next line over.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me. She's like, hey, how are you? I can't remember if she said my name. Did she say my name?
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, Jonathan.
And I was like, hey you. How are you? Like, I am horrid with names. I got, like, a list. Like, I got, like, 100 names.
Mm-hmm.
After 100 names, one's got to drop off for me to get another one. But faces I'm pretty good with, because I remember her face. Mm. I just don't know where. And I'm horrible at saying, hey, where the fuck do I know you from? I just think it's very disrespectful for them to remember me and me not to remember them.
It's true.
Seems fucked up. I feel bad about that. So if any of you guys ever, if I ever respond to you guys like that, where I'm like, hey, how are you? If I ever do that shit to you, you can totally call me out and be like, you don't remember my fucking name, do you? And I'd be like,
nope.
Of course I do. How dare you? I gotta end this conversation right now because I'm so insulted.
That's funny.
So anyways, yeah. So yeah, she I still to this day, I don't know her name. And she was like, oh, I had a kid. And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
It was probably her. Was it her?
It wasn't her. This girl was like Hispanic. The other girl that Queefy, I will not say any information about because I feel bad if that ever comes back to her. The universe is quite small in some respects. But anyways, yeah, man, that's my Queefy story. What's going on with you, dog?
That's
a hell of a way to start a podcast.
That's a good story, man.
Hey,
it's funny.
It shit happens in life, man. Sometimes you got to be able to just share these stories and say, what up? You know what I'm saying?
It's true. That's
what happens in life. Yeah, it's kind of the funny things in life. Like sometimes when you're in relationships and you do some dumb shit where you're just like, oh, remember when you accidentally stuck it up my butt when we were having sex? What? That happens. So, you know, those are the things you laugh about when you get old. I'm like, oh, I think he was intentionally doing it. No, I wasn't. Like, that's the kind of shit you laugh when you get old. But when you're young and shit, you think it's like the end of the world. But when you're old, you laugh about that shit.
That's pretty funny.
So what's going on with you, dog? What's going on in life?
Not too much, man. Just getting through this week. Oh, fun story. The sheriff of Maricopa County came to my work.
Why? Is it the gay dude?
No. That's Pima County.
Oh.
Sheriff of Maricopa County, it used to be Sheriff Joe.
Fuck that dude.
For all you guys who don't know. He finally lost to some dude named Pizone?
How is this guy? I haven't heard anything about him.
He's younger. Dude, let's go run those sprinklers.
We could.
Shit looks fun.
I just
fun.
Had like a Chipotle bowl and a sandwich, but we could.
By run, I mean walk.
Oh, fuck. You get soaked.
Yeah, there we are. So he came down with the whole SWAT team, and I guess he was showing.
Did you shoot some guns?
No.
I've been in a driving range, sir. I know exactly what I'm doing.
He showed the gun. They were not loaded. He showed all the guns to the kids. They were on the table.
You should have told him, like, next time you come here, don't be a bitch. Bring me an AK, but I don't need real rounds. Give me those rubber bullets that you shoot.
I want to shoot the kids with them.
Yeah. I want to try it out. I want to see if it really can take down a human body.
So he came by. He brought the SWAT truck, and he let the kids get in the SWAT truck.
Did you get in the SWAT truck?
I did not get in the SWAT truck.
Why not?
I'm too lazy. All the kids got in there, they liked it, and they brought their attack dog. An attack dog,
Did he maul one of the kids?
No, did he set it out on one of the kids? No, they had that, like, glove, that big, like,
blue glove. Did you wear the glove?
No, they let the cop wear it, and the dog attacked them.
German Shepherd?
Yeah.
Those are great dogs. But you know what's sad, man? There's one at my work where its hind legs or its joints are given out. It's just so old now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, those big dogs go through so much fucking hell in those joints when they get older.
Yep, so those guys came.
You should ask them, hey, can I wear that glove thing?
What glove thing?
Come on, son. I want to see you run full clip. I want to see that thing take you down.
It would have. They're showing us what the dog can do.
Oh, I'm sure the dog can do a lot of crazy shit.
Like, when the dog bites a dude, and it's, like, on this arm and it won't let go. Like, they can pull you up. Like, the dog can pull you up.
I gotta see that.
That was crazy.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he did it for us.
What do you mean he pulled him up?
Like, all right.
Like, it dragged him?
Yeah, like, the dog bit the guy on the arm on that glove thing.
Yeah.
And then the guy told the dog, he's like, pull him up. And he pulled the dude up.
Like, he dragged him across the ground?
Yeah, he, like, dragged him up.
Wow.
From his back.
Wow.
I was like, fuck that. If I'm ever running from cops, as soon as they bring a dog, I'm like, I'm done. That's it. I give up.
That reminds me of that NFL football player or ex-NFL football player who was on Rogan's podcast, because he was just like, I could fuck up a wolf. I heard that and I'm like, and I saw the dude, I'm like, I'm not going to lie, it's a big motherfucker. But, it's a fucking wolf.
It's a fucking wolf, man.
I mean, look, depending
on... Oh, fuck. What is that?
That's a gigantic bug. I think it's a roach. But was it flying? What the fuck was he doing? How did it get here?
Fucking just came on the ground. Like, just jumped on the ground. Fuck this place. We're leaving.
Until we're done with the podcast. So, anyways, I he thought he could kill a wolf or whatever. And I'm like, look, man, you're a big motherfucker. You look like you're about 250. I'm like, you're a big dude, but... It depends, man. If those wolves come at you like those German Shepherds do, man, I've seen how those German Shepherds, they're smart. They'll bite you but intentionally whip their weight around so they could have you fall. So, like, there's no way for you to just hold.
Fucker.
They're going to mate. Those two bugs are going to mate. Anyways, there's no way for you to hold that German Shepherd up with your shoulders unless you got, like, some giant juiced-out shoulders where... That thing intentionally jumps and whips its hind legs around so it can throw you with that momentum. Mm-hmm. It's quite impressive. I'm like, if a fucking wolf knew how to do that, dude, that's you're done. Because when you're on the ground, unless you got some Gracie jiu-jitsu, and even then, I'm not confident you're going to get out. Because you got to...
That motherfucker's flying.
Right, stop worrying about the bugs. Like, unless you got really good defense where you can hold the snout... And protect yourself from the hands. I mean, man, that's a difficult job if you're trying to defend yourself from a wolf. Yeah. A coyote, maybe. Because, you know, those little guys are, what, 20 pounds?
Yeah, they're not that big.
But a wolf? Let's look at the average weight of a wolf. Look this shit up. I'm curious. But see, that's why I'd like to do it. I want to put that suit on and just try to see if I can, or at least just the hand arm, just see if I can fucking, you know, you never know, man. You got to test yourself. I mean, you might have to go up against a pit bull one day. You know, these ghetto fucks around here have pit bulls, don't know how to hold them. They have like chains that like are meant for little chihuahuas. Just rip them off as they're going after you. You got to be able to defend yourself, dog. You got to know how to, you got to know how to Muay Thai knee, tiger knee a wolf or a pit bull. Let me see here. Let me see here. Hold on. Wolf average weight.
Gray wolf males typically have a weight of 66 to 180 pounds. Females typically have a weight of 51 to 120 pounds.
180?
Okay, that's the biggest motherfucker around, right? But
that's crazy.
180 pound wolf, you're getting fucking wolf dicked down. All right, there's no way around that.
Yeah,
that
you know how people, like, you always see people who have maybe natives or any, just really any culture, have that like wolf like pelt on their head. If you come up
that's
with
a 180 pound wolf.
If you come up with a 180 pound wolf and you don't have like no weapons, that wolf's gonna be wearing your face on it.
Yeah, man, that's scary as shit. That wolf is slightly freaking small. The biggest recorded apparently male wolf is slightly lighter than me. That means there's no way, man. There's no way you can compete with that agility and that power. There's just no way. Good luck. Plus that insane jaw. Fuck that. You're done. You're that wolf's bitch now.
And the wolf probably is always traveling with its friends.
That's true. They don't travel alone, man. So that means that that lone wolf shit is not the norm.
Yeah, so that shit ain't normal.
You ain't taking down. But, you know, like that guy said, he made a good point. Like, everybody likes to throw him statistics like, oh, you're going to be able to take down an 180-pound wolf? But he's like, okay, I'm not the biggest guy in the world. Why would you put me against the biggest wolf in the world? I'm like, that's a pretty legit. He's like, maybe a 66-pound wolf. I'm like, all right, well, I guess, man. How fast are you, though? How fast are you? Because you're not coming out of that unscathed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get a chunk taken out of you.
And are we doing this like Batman rules? Does he have prep time, or is it just...
No prep time. He's just walking down the street, and a wolf comes at him.
That's funny.
Just a one-on-one. Look, you're not coming out of that unscathed. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it feels like a gopher. You'd be good. So anyways.
That's pretty funny.
I just thought that was crazy. I'm like, a fucking wolf dog? That's like the biggest alpha of the fucking species. Anyways.
That's pretty big.
What else you got going on, dog? What else you got going on? Now that we're done talking about wolf dick and shit.
Let's see. What else happened at work? Oh, I was talking to that one girl.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about a new girl earlier this week. You were like, I'm talking flirting with this girl. I was like, hell yeah, dog. I'm proud of you. I demand for you to have a goddamn number by the end of the year. Are you a goddamn man? Are you a goddamn man or not?
I was going to get it for the day, but I left early. Remember I told you?
You guys sick. Don't get that reference because you don't watch High School DxD.
So... I have to see what she's doing on Monday. So.
Hey, we can watch High School DxD. Anyways.
But yeah, that was my plan today until I got sick and almost passed out or whatever. So, hey.
Telling you, dog, we got to get you back on that training regimen. Then we get you back on that Rocky diet. You know what I'm saying? Looking all yoked and shit like Sylvester Stallone at 99 years old. Looking yoked as fuck. Then I go up to girls and be like, what up? Try out these abs. Punch me. Just punch me once. See what happens. Nothing. I'm like a rock. I'm like Stonehenge and shit. Call me Stonehenge of abs.
Yeah. She seems chill, though, so.
Hasn't got daddy issues, too?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know enough about her. I couldn't tell right by looking at her, so probably not. If they are, they're deep in there. Not
I
very
demand
topical.
You get this number.
Not very
before
topical.
Before I look like a fucking elven dwarf and shit with his beard.
Yeah, I will be before that.
I demand you do it.
It's not. Her issues aren't very topical.
You think you can get over this fence if you jumped hard enough and you can get over it?
Dude, I'm pretty full right now. Maybe if we come back tomorrow.
How tall is that thing?
We'll stand by it.
I'm trying to think. I think I can get over that fence. think I can do it. Anyways. Yeah, man. So I was going through old boxes and getting rid of shit, right? Because I have a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. I found shit from my youth. And lately, man, I've been in this weird hipster fucking mood where, like, I've been nostalgic for old shit. Mm-hmm. And I found stuff from my youth. Like, I'm talking about, like, middle school and maybe older. Old shit, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this stuff, man, makes me super fucking, like, nostalgic. And that is one thing that as I get older, I look for that nostalgia a little bit more. Like, I definitely enjoy it. Like, that's why I've been gravitating towards, like, my old systems I played as a kid. Like, Super Nintendo and PlayStation. I love those fucking things. I'm going to be, like, 100 years old. My possibly, either I'm going to be single as fuck playing these games again, or my, like, old wife's going to be like, or maybe young wife, who knows, is going to be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm playing Legend of Gaia for the 13th time. You leave me the fuck alone. But anyways.
Go watch those little bastards. Watch those little mistakes.
Watch my brolic ass kids. Give that one another a wolf to hunt. But anyways. Yeah, that's one thing that I definitely enjoy. Very few things I deeply enjoy in life. You know. One of which is that seeing God face women put whenever they're getting destroyed. But, you know, nostalgia is definitely up there. You know what face I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
You know what face is. It's like they just see God. They're like, can't even form words or sentences because of what they're feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, I'm either hearing right now, we're in this park, right? But there's houses behind us.
Blair Witch.
I'm either hearing somebody moaning or somebody screaming.
Let's listen in, people. If it's moaning, I'm going to start giving them like a hell yeah. I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything either.
They stop, dog. They stop fucking. Or that dude just couldn't last. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that tantric shit down. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Look, Google that. You'd
maybe her
surprised.
Mom was the last.
That was the last. The last strong orgasm.
They came together like fag relationship couples.
So yeah, man. I definitely enjoy the nostalgia. You know what I found in my box of nostalgic shit?
Find?
I found fucking pogs.
No, you didn't. I'm going to put those up on eBay.
Fuck you. I'm keeping them. Found pogs, dog. I found, you know what I found? Some of y'all are way too fucking young to know what this is. I found a metal, dog.
It's a fucking another one of those things. Oh, fuck. It's coming towards me.
It does fly, so it's not a cockroach.
No.
The fuck is that thing? Anyways, I found a metal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All you faggy ass hipsters are going to think these are those hand spinner things. No, that's not what it is. I found a metal serrated looking poison slammer. That's what's up. Y'all don't know none about poison slammers. That thing was my hitter, dog. You don't even, if you don't know what a poison slammer is, bro, she's too young for you. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, those things were like in 1992.
She's too young for you, dog, if she don't know what a poison slammer is. I bet you right now women are Googling poison slammers and they're getting a whole bunch of horrible shit comes up on a search engine.
Like, you found the dildo?
I ordered one of those on eBay the other day. I didn't know they had a nickname.
Yeah, man. Those were from, like, 95.
Dog, I play with Pogs. The fuck you talking about?
They have
about?
Those in Mexico?
Fuck you talking. Fucking hater.
Were those like your drywall?
What are you talking about, dog?
Were those like your drywall?
Drywall. This motherfucker.
Did you have to burn those to keep warm?
Damn. Anyways. Yeah, dog. Freaking Pogs, dog. I found Pogs.
I'll give you $5 for all of them.
It was like three of them. I only kept the good ones.
No.
I kept mostly like, there's like three slammers.
I'll give you $1 for all of them.
Fuck you.
I thought you had like the sleeve.
No, you mean the tube?
The tube of it.
The tube that looks like it's tube. Like a dildo protector?
Yeah. The tube that made the Ninja Turtles the Ninja Turtles.
Dude, I remember Pogs are so big back in the... If you guys don't know what the fuck right, Pogs are...
I keep hearing
I did hear that. Whatever the fuck that was, I did hear it.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that was. Maybe it's a Blair Witch coming after us. For those of you that are too young to know what Pogs are, this is how fucking low-tech shit was back in like the early 90s. Pogs were these, no joke, like cardboard circles that were cut out of cardboard, and they had like a certain, you know, weight to them, right? So they weren't like super paper light,
mm-hmm.
but you would stack them up like a building, and the goal was, and you would grab your pog, because there was like thousands of, they're the same thing, except they just were different prints on them, so that you would have different designs, and you would just keep stacking them, and then you would go and slam a pog on top of it as hard as you can, and however many you were able to flip, you got to keep. So that was a fucking game, essentially. That's how low-key this shit. This is like slightly, in fact, these came out after marbles, and I feel like marbles were more technologically advanced than pogs. Because really marbles, were. You need to have good finger control, and you also need to have good geometry sense.
Yeah.
You need to know where you need to hit that marble. It's like playing children's pool marbles. Kind of fucked up, if you think about it. You're teaching kids how to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, pogs are the shit. So slammers were plastic. They weren't cardboard. They were plastic and thicker, so you can slam those motherfuckers a lot harder. And then so the metal ones were even heavier. And then if you were like, if people weren't like, you can't use poison, which is like the ones, poisons were like this fucking cheat where you just, but instead of slamming shit, you just put the poison thing over them and be like, poison, and you just fucking keep on like an asshole. I did that shit so much with that fucking poison slammer. But anyways, that was like a legit win. These guys, I think, are racing with these lawn cart things.
They're just taking care of everything. We're here kind of late, I guess.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I was taking care of those legit with those pogs. I was the king of that pog. With that slammer, dog, no stopping me.
You also found the nano pets and shit?
Yeah, I found my old Digimon.
Nano fighter?
Was the Digimon nano fight. Like, the Digimon version 1, which, like, before anybody knew what the fuck a Digimon was, it's like those little digital pets that you would feed and pick up their shit and train them. But the cool thing is, like, it wasn't just like the dog, right, where you just mm-hmm. trained a fucking 3-pixel dog.
Yeah.
These were like little monsters, so you and I would have one and you could press them together and they would fucking throw fireballs at each other, and one would lose and you would get points and experience and shit. Remember that back from junior high?
I do. You're always like, let's play. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm trying to learn, trying fuck to get out this
shit.
Place
fuck that shit.
And you're like, no, screw it.
Dude, I was legit about it.
I'm trying to be in this ghetto for life. I'm like, what?
Well, remember your shitty-ass friend, Alan, who I still want to sock in the face as hard as I can? He had one, too. And I remember being like, hey,
faggot
Alan. Yeah. This is back in the day where faggot was a derogatory term against normal people, not like gay people. I was like, hey, faggot Alan. I was like, let's play. And he was like, all right. So then I beat his ass. And then I remember I was like, heal your bitch up. We're going to go again. I'm going to teach him who daddy is. And then we fucking did it again. And I was like, heal that motherfucker up. We're going to go again. Dude, I killed his shit. If I had a way to film that, dude, I killed his fucking Digimon. Like, we did it like 3 times. He healed it. And he was like, oh, I'll beat you. I was like, fuck you. You ain't no hitter, son. I got this. And I kept doing it. At the very end, I've never seen that before. It fucking killed him. Like, it died. It fucking died.
In the ring?
Like on Rocky? It died, dog. Yeah. It died. Jeez. It died. And then it was just like, he was like flabbergasted. He was surprised. He's like, what the fuck? And then it just like started over again. He had a new egg and he had to hatch the egg.
That's hilarious.
You don't remember that?
I remember that. Dude. I'm telling you, I was trying to learn and get out of it, but at least you guys had time for fucking around. I'm like, hold up, guys. I'm trying to get these straight A's here.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I remember that, man. That was like one of my highlights of my junior high career, was the fact that I killed his fucking Digimon fighter. I killed it. How much work went into those fucking things?
You had to
hatch the fucking thing.
Okay.
You had to feed it every few hours. You had to pick up the shit it dropped off.
Sure.
You had to, like, train it.
I remember I had one. I think I gave up within a month. I was like, this is dumb.
Dude, that was like pre-Pokemon Yellow, where you had that little shit that you walk around.
I'm just trying to get out of this place. I want to be here in the
So, yeah, man. I mean, those are legit. So I'm going through a lot of old fucking bug just tried taking my blood from me.
Yeah, I told you.
Anyway, so yeah, I had a whole bunch of old nostalgia stuff. I even had, dude, I had like stacks of, I found all my old yearbooks. We should go back and look at my elementary school.
Show through those shits. Next podcast, yearbook adventures.
Oh, that'd be funny. I find an old picture of me and put it on the head instead of my normal head. Like, look, my head was always huge. There's a joke in there somewhere, ladies.
I said there was a joke in there.
Dot, dot, dot. But anyways, yeah, we should do that. I have, like, almost, I have junior high yearbooks and I have our high school yearbooks. Dude, we should go through our fucking high school yearbooks.
Yeah, should.
We could be like, look at that. Look at my gigantic ass head. My body never grew enough to fucking make it equal to my head size. I should have had the Brock Lesnar body in order to maintain this head.
You have that,
You guys think that when I
Overeem body?
That's right. That's exactly what I need. Like, juiced out Overeem body. You guys think that these Photoshop, like, where I have a gigantic head is me misproportionately putting heads on bodies. No, no, no. That's proportionally how my head is to my body. Oh, shit. So, anyways, I found, yeah, but anyways, but I went through my boxes. Find yearbooks. I found, like, old, like, letters from, like, old girlfriends. Those are weird. I read one and I was like, oh, god damn, I was young. Had to throw all those fuckers away.
Letters?
Yeah. You know from which one. The girl I was dating at the time in high school. The one that moved away.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had letters from her where she would like move away and write me. I had
to. You guys didn't have phones?
We just agreed to write and we would talk on the phone, but we agreed to write just because it was whatever. It was high school, dog. It was like whatever.
I guess.
So anyways,
she was texting me, so she had to be texting you.
Well, no, no, no. That was like pre-phone. That was like right around the time when we got phones.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll go with
that. Shut the fuck up. Because I didn't get a phone until like junior year in high school. That's around the time where everybody started getting phones. And it was hard to justify to my parents to get a fucking phone. Like, what the fuck you need a phone?
Like, these hoes.
I'm like, yo, dog. Hoes. I got a kilo coming in next week. I got to make sure I get it on.
I'm trying to keep these hoes pleasured, though.
Oh, dude, you know what my worst? It's like, today's like fucking story time and shit. You know what the fucking worst teasing I've ever had? Nearly the worst tease. I got to maybe rephrase that because that could be wrong. You know what nearly the worst teasing I've ever had was?
Dude looks like he's just playing Mario Kart by himself over there. He ain't cutting shit.
Look at him. I told you, they're not doing shit. They're just racing.
Look at him. Look at him take those turns. Look at him. Look at him.
Dude, that guy's just kicking up dust. Look at all that dust.
Yeah, look at him. He's like red shell coming at you, bitch.
This guy's like he's running the field like he's like hit a home run.
He's supposed to be taking care of the like cutting the grass on baseball field. This dude is just fucking hauling it.
That's awesome.
He looks like he's in Luigi's Mario Kart.
Dude, how long do you think until if we both got a job fucking cutting this grass like this, how long do you think until they fire us?
Probably a month.
Because, you know, we could go down this road right here and then just, like, continue racing but be like, one of us got to get past this rock before we hit it.
Start jousting on these things.
Dude, it's almost even worth it applying for it just for the video. Just for the video, just doing stupid shit with them.
I just never seen a dude just try to get through the shit so quick.
Anyways, so back to my story. So one of the worst teasings I think I've ever had from a woman that doesn't involve blue-balling me, was circa whatever year we were in junior high. I mean in high school, but I was in junior year. And I remember that's around the time I had just gotten a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I was young, so my parents were paying for it, and they were like, you have this many text messages, don't go over. And I was like, all right. And by the time, by that time, I had just started working. And there was this older chick who was banging, a little slutty, but banging. But you got to remember, I was in junior high. I was, like, underage. She was, like, 25, you know. I think she hadn't had a kid yet, but she was already making questionable decisions. She was making hella questions. Dude, you would have loved her. You, Captain Save-A-Ho over here, would have loved her. She was making questionable decisions. She was already kind of slutty, I think. She was hooking up with some of the people at my first job. Oh, dude, I got to tell some of my first job stories in a future. Is the statute of limitations over?
It's over.
I got to tell some future first job stories. But anyway, she was at my first job. And I remember I got her phone number. So we were texting because we were all friends at the job. And I remember I'm in fucking chemistry class, dude. I'm texting at the table because, you know, you can't text in class. And she's telling me some, like we're texting, and then all of a sudden it starts getting a little, like, you know, a little sexual. And I'm just kind of like, you know, no, you don't know. I can, you know, I didn't get super creepy about it, but mm-hmm. I was definitely kind of flirting with her. And then she started getting, like, receptive to it. And I remember being like, man, I can't be dropping this many text messages. But then this is how the monkey chimp brain goes. You're like, okay, but I got a good possibility of closing this deal with this fucking slutty 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to risk this bitch, all right? So we started texting, and we started going to, like, you know, started going towards, like, oh, you know, you don't know. You don't know what I can do kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of, like, trying to, like, set the groundwork. And I remember, dude, it went through all of chemistry class. And at the end, she was just like, hey, it was fun talking to you, but I got to go. I was just fucking around. I'll talk to you next time you come in. I was like, ugh. My dick has never turtled in so fast.
That's hilarious.
And, dude, that month, the text messages were off the fucking Richter. My parents had to pay, like, I think, like, an extra $20 on the bill at the time.
That's hilarious.
They were pissed.
Should be like, but I was trying to close with this 25-year-old. Let's try to give her this 2 inches of fury.
2 inches of fury. Oh, fuck. Oh, that got me. 2 inches of fury. Holy shit. Dude, my parents were fucking pissed. They were like, you went over your text messages by $20 or some shit. And I was like, I had a fucking lie.
Try to keep these hoes satisfied. You don't understand. Let me show you my schedule. Hoes, 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 that ass, hoes, that ass, hoes. Work.
Oh, man. I felt like an asshole, but a little bit of me is like, dude, if it would have been able to close it, my dad would have given me a high five, be like, all right, here's your 20 bucks. I'll pay you gladly. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was my kid, I'd be like, you close it? You didn't close it? You're paying that difference. If you closed it, I'll pay the difference. I'd be a cool ass dad.
Should have been like, you should have been like, send nudes.
Dude, this was like 2001 and shit. Phones don't even do the same thing.
It would have looked like this picture we're looking at right here.
Yeah, it would have looked like somebody stabbed 3 pixels into a wall and then smudged them.
Look at that nano fighter.
Dude, you're better off freaking imagining, closing your eyes and pretending you knew what that was going to look like. Send fucking news, dude. Back in that day, the screens were like one by one. You barely could read the text message you were sending.
It's true. Send nudes.
I'm about to legit throw a Photoshop of you and I somehow, and then I'm gonna include the phone I had at this time, so you can see. Dude, that bug just hit that rock and it made a loud noise.
I'm about to leave.
Anyways, I'm gonna include a picture of the phone I had at the time, so you guys can see how
that bug is the king of fucking the world.
Just climb this rock.
Oh shit!
Damn, dog, you cry like a little bitch.
Fuck this place. We ain't coming back here.
You cry like a little bitch.
Bugs raining from the sky? What is this, Africa?
Oh, that was hilarious. It legit got... Okay, so we have a rock in front of us that's about like 3 feet tall almost. And that thing just literally hit it, made a noise, fell to the bottom, and then felt the need to show its dominance.
Yeah, it climbed the rock.
And when it got to the top of the rock... It did this, like, Lion King style fucking wing spread open and then just started flying up like a spaceship. And that's when Ruben started crying like a little bitch.
Fuck that. Starship Troopers is the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I started crying like a little bitch.
Fuck this place.
That's going to be my new ringtone for you. Whenever you call me, you're going to be like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Dude, fuck this place. I ain't coming back here.
Oh, I'm going to ask that all of you guys put that as your notification ringtone for whenever the podcast comes out. Oh,
big
shit.
Big ass bug. It climbed that rock like it was Mufasa from The Lion King.
Like, this is our rock. What the fuck was that rock that Mufasa was on?
Pride Rock.
Pride Rock. It's like, this is our Pride Rock. You know, they should do a prequel. I'm surprised they haven't done a prequel of Mufasa and Scar growing up. How have they not done that yet?
That's a good point.
That's right. Disney, you owe me about $200,000. I'm cheap. $200,000.
And a profit all of Star Wars. movies.
No, no, no. Give me $200,000 and let me be in a small scene in Star Wars. I want to be like one of the Jeff pilots that like blew up.
It's like, oh no, Poe, we're gonna die.
Oh no! I'll be that guy, or just let me be the guy who like picks up Luke's lightsaber and then he takes it out of my hand. Whatever, you know, whatever. I'm happy. I'm a pretty easygoing guy.
That's hilarious.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. No, legit. I'm gonna cut that up and use that as my ringtone for you. Whenever a text message comes in for you, be like, "Oh fuck! Oh fuck!"
Dude, I don't like big ass bugs like that.
That's legit gonna be this week's teaser. You know that, right?
It could be because I don't like big ass bugs. Watch, she's gonna drop right here.
Like a little bitch, acting like I think went up your pee hole and shit.
It might. I'm gonna check my dick when I get home. Make sure I don't got a bump on there.
Mosquito bite and shit.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Oh, fuck,
here it comes back again.
Who? The bug? Or those hipsters?
No, those hipsters are...
No, they were walking out there a while ago. So, next few podcasts, man, we have to take these bitches on the road. You know what we should do? We should go to, like, a random Starbucks and find, like, a pair of chicks who are trying to study for finals and be like, hey...
Finals are over, yo.
You're supposed to let them know that. And then say, look, we need an hour of your time. We'll pay for your shitty Starbucks drinks. You're just going to get tea anyways. And then you can be on the podcast and we'll talk about horrible shit and get your responses.
Do you let dudes eat your ass?
Ugh.
If so, like how deep, do you bleach it before? Or like you get a toothbrush in that? Or like how do you clean
it? You
got
to go take a shower or do you let that dude just fucking figure it out?
This is questions people want to know, man.
What's the worst stories you've had eating ass? Eating ass is so disgusting. You think fucking truck drivers are like looking for prostitutes and they're looking to eat ass?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Everybody nowadays seems to be into eating ass. I don't get the fucking references, but like you think truck drivers are like, man, I'm really into eating ass, and they find a prostitute like on the side of the, like a trucker stop. I'm gonna gross everybody out that's eating breakfast right now. Anyways, I want to keep this going, people. So you think that they're like pulling hookers over and like, come in here, like I gotta eat that ass, girl. And it's just like, oh, fucking strippers been walking around all day.
No,
working
I don't
hard.
Think that happens. Maybe fucking it does that. We're at the ask a hooker.
Dude.
Hashtag ask a hooker.
Dude, all right. I say one of these days we get up early as fuck. And we go down to those shitty streets where there's hookers.
Okay.
We get a hooker and we interview her. I'm going to have to disinfect everything after that. But that has to be a good podcast, interviewing a hooker.
Like, has a truck driver ever came and wanted to eat your ass like Waffle House?
If so, were you showered any? Were you at least 8 hours from a shower?
Was it summer or was it like winter?
Summer. Disgusting. Ugh. I think that'd be a good interview, dog. If you guys want to see us interview a hooker, hit that like button or send me an email.
Hashtag ask a hooker.
I'm waiting for some more female or male. I'll take male, dog. I'll take male relationship questions.
Like, she didn't like it when I put her in her butt. Why? Because it's in her butt.
I didn't ask her first. Might that have been the problem? I think it's stupid shit guys would ask.
Hey, I didn't come as much as Mr. Big Dick. Is that normal?
Is that a problem? I see the women in porn react way differently than I do when I'm going out with a girl.
Is it fake or is my girlfriend faking it?
So we covered a lot today, dog. We covered about...
A lot.
Told a story.
Fucking all kinds of eagles out here just coming to roost.
We fucking discovered your weakness for fucking bug Pokemon. We heard people possibly... We heard people possibly fucking in these back houses.
I'm amazing.
We told stories about my youth and phones. And man, this was a good podcast.
It was a good one.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to do as a Photoshop for this, but we'll figure it out. So, as always, people, links down below for all the pertinent information. You know, YouTube channels, his and mine, apart from this one because I got a fitness one. We got our social media accounts. We've got a non-invisible link to a Patreon account that doesn't exist.
Give us money.
Ruben's eBay account is there, except it's really not because he hasn't given me a link.
I don't know how to give you the link for that.
It's called fucking copy and paste and send in a text message, fool.
I'll try that.
Or just send me an item number And then I could just Google, I could search the item number. We'll talk about it off podcast. And anything else you might be interested in?
Oh, okay.
And my email, so you can send me questions, because I want questions. I am a helpful individual, and I try to fix shit. And so I think I can help fix your shitty relationship. And also, by relationship, I probably mean your one-night stand that you're never going to see again.
I also believe I can help.
Yeah.
I know what the Photoshop should be.
Oh, what is it?
It should be you and me in Pride Rock. You can be Mufasa because you got all the hair.
I'm eventually going to close my face in. It's just going to be like a small like window of non-fair.
And then I'll be either Scar or the hyena. Or I could be the bird.
Oh, the toucan bird?
Yeah, and then you get a picture of that big-ass bug that was on top of the rock. And
oh, I got the perfect one. Oh, I'm going to have to involve a lot more Photoshop, but I got it. That's a good idea. Okay, anything else you want to tell these people? Fine Savages?
Nope.
Which, by the way, we got a lot of love last week's podcast. I don't know if it's because we had a female.
It's crazy.
You know, all the thirst comes out.
I wonder why.
You never know. I'm still waiting for that dude to come out and be like, that wasn't a fucking squiggly line. That's a good signature. Grandfather used to sign like that.
That's my example. That was a drawing of how I was going to eat the ass.
Oh, that was supposed to be my head. Anyways, so yeah, so appreciate the love. You guys got quite a few likes, I think, and a little bit more views. I mean, I like to get a female on the podcast, but I think we also, maybe we should, I don't know, maybe we should go back to pick up Starbucks chicks and see what's going on.
Yeah, maybe we could try it.
I think it adds a certain dynamic because, see, we're like giving too much chip monkey thought out, and when
maybe once a month we'll find a Starbucks chick and we'll bring her over.
Yeah, plus she did get some good material with that fucking creepy ass note. That shit was hilarious. I've never done that in my life.
We should start doing that.
We should. Ooh, maybe we should do it the opposite though. Like maybe actually do compliments. I'm like, that ass be looking good, girl. You keep going at it.
See, the problem is though, how would I know what car they drive?
You gotta be creepy like those creepy fucks.
It's too much. It's too much work.
Yeah, I know. I agree. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys like this type of podcast, if you like this content, hit that like button. I appreciate it. Share it with somebody. You know, somebody that could take a horrible, horrible, inappropriate joke.
Or 30.
Or 30, whatever. You know, share it with people. Just get the community built up. You know what I'm saying? The more people that listen to this, I got to play the numbers game. So the more people that listen to this, the more I can get more of these relationship questions. So ladies, I know you're out there because I think we got a few, like two lady listeners. Send it to your other ladies so you can see what kind of dumb monkey shit goes in guys' brains. And I can get questions. It's a two-handed sword here. Wait, what? It's a double-edged sword here. So
two-handed sword.
Just like my dick.
I thought you say it's a two-headed dragon or two-headed monster.
Anyway, so yeah, so share it with people. We might try to, you know, I got to get those decals made. But anyway, that's outside the podcast. So yeah, hit that like button. Share it. Remember, we drop every Monday. I drop these early as a motherfucker. So every Monday, dropping these motherfuckers. Haven't failed one yet. See you guys next week. We need outro music.